الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another episode about the attributes of Allah, the beautiful names of Allah. Today we have to talk about Al-Wali, the governor, Al-Muta'al, the most exalted. First about Al-Wali, which is coming from Waliya, Waliya Yali Wilayatan, the person who is taking a responsibility of governing an area, that is known as Al-Wali. And it also means, if it becomes Al-Wali or if it becomes Mawla, it also means a friend, a supporter, and many other meanings as well. Now this word is not used in Al-Quran, but it is used in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Quran, the word walin is used, but in a negative sense. Let us take this ayah of Surah Al-Ra'd. وَإِذَا رَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted something bad to happen to some people, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, no one can expel it. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ, and for them, beside Allah, no one to help. So this word walin, which is negating any type of wilaya for such people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what is meant here. So al-wilaya, the friendship or the governorship or the rule or the authority is not for anybody else. It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said that the words which is derived from the same waliya, like mawla, like al-wali, they are used in Al-Quran. Let us take the ayah of Surah Al-Anfal. فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَالنِّعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your master, and He is the best among the masters, and He is the best as a supporter. Very similar words in the end of Surah Al-Hajj. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَالنِّعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. He is your mawla, He is your friend, He is your master. So He is the best master and He is the best supporter. And the ayah of Surah Al-Tahrim. وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your master, and He knows and He is wise. In the very same surah, Surah Al-Tahrim, where the story of the two wives mentioned of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the end it says, وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. And if they got, two of them, they have a stand against you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together, then know that Allah is your master, is your supporter, and Jibreel, and the pious believers, and above that, all the angels, they are supporting you. So this is the word mawla, which is used in some of these verses. When we come to the word al-wali, we can say that it combines between al-wali and al-mawla. Wali is the friend, mawla is the master, and al-wali, which combines between both these concepts. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا يخرجونهم من النور إلى أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the Wali, is the brings them out from darknesses to the light. And as far as the non-believers are, their friend is Satan, who brings them out from the light to the darkness. And they are the people of the fire, where they are going to stay forever. The beginning ayat of Surah Al-Mumtahina, in which the friendship with certain people is prohibited. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم وما أعلنتم ومن يفعله منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. O believers, don't declare my enemy and your enemy as friends. تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ You show them the signs of friendship, love, while they have rejected that truth which has come to you. These are the people who have expelled the prophets, and they have expelled you. Only because of one reason, you know, from your houses, from your town, only because of that reason that you believe in Allah, your Lord, and that you have come out to do jihad in my way, وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِي, and you seek my pleasure, تُصِرُّونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ, you want to show them this sign of love in secrecy, وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِمَا أَخْفَيْتُمْ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُمْ, and I know better what you hide and what you disclose. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ, and the person who does that, he is misled from the right path, from the path which is the medium path. So this shows that this type of muwalat or friendship, that is prohibited. And we can say that this is one of the impressions of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Wali, He is Mawla, He is Wali. So your friendship with Him and with those people who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the believers, not those people who waged war against you. These ayat are speaking about those non-believers in Arabia during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were waging war against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who expelled the Prophet and the believers from Makkah. So anybody who is in such a situation that some people who are against Islam are waging war against Islam, who are expelling you from your houses because of Islam, then the very same teachings of Al-Quran apply to that situation. And we also understand from the word Al-Wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who got the authority. And He is the one who gives you authority in this world. So the person who is given any authority, he should use that authority to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give the people their rights, and in his governorship and in his rule, he should always try to get good people around him. For example, Allah SWT has said to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, fahkum bayna nasi bil haqq, wala tattabi'il hawa, fayudhillaka an sabilillah. إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب. داود, we have declared you a khalifa in the land. And the word khalifa always means a successor, a person who comes after another person. That is the meaning of khalifa. And it is wrong to say that a vicegerent of Allah in the land, as some people do translate the word about Adam alayhi salam, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, I am going to appoint a khalifa in the land, they say that is the khalifa of Allah. No, Adam is the successor to people before him, because this land, this earth was populated by the jinn before him, and this is why the jinn, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them or told them that I am going to create a man, first question they said that, why are you creating the man? I was saying about the angels. They got this question first, why are you creating the man? And he is going to shed the blood and create a lot of corruption in the land. Why did they say these words, the angels? Why? Because they have known who was populating the land before Adam. They were jinn, and they have done all that corruption, and they have shed the blood. This is why they were saying it. So actually, a khalifa means a successor. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, we have declared you, we have appointed you a successor in the land. Fahkum bayna an-nasi bil haqq. So judge among people bil haqq, with the truths, with complete truths. وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْحَوَى. Don't follow the desire. فَيُذِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And it is going to mislead you from the path of Allah. Following the desire, your own whims and desire, of course it is going to mislead you. Because a man wants so many things for himself, for his family, for his children. Whatever favors him, he is going to adopt it. This is why a person who is in a state of, are in a position of authority, he should always be very careful not to exploit that authority for his own favor. And then Allah SWT said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Those people who mislead from the path of Allah, for them is a very severe punishment. بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. And this is why? Because they have forgotten the day of questioning, the day of reckoning. And this is why they commit all these mistakes. So that is about Al-Wali. And inshallah, after the break, we would speak about Al-Muta'ali. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
We have spoken about Al-Wali before the break. Now let us take another attribute of Allah, Al-Muta'ali. which is mentioned in just one ayah of Al-Quran, that is the ayah number 9 of Surah Al-Ra'd. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what is hidden and what is present. الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ He is great and He is sublime and He is high. Now this word al-muta'ali, that is very similar to word al-ali and also al-a'la. And we have spoken about al-ali in a previous episode. And we have said there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a very sublime, you can say that He is sublime and He is high upon us. He is sublime in the status that He is free from all partners, anything similar unto Him, there is nothing similar unto Him. He is sublime, free from any defects at all. And we can say that He is sublime, that He got the dominance and power upon everything. He is sublime in the sense that nobody could be a match to Him. So all these meanings put together, they constitute the concept of Al-Muta'ali or Al-Ali. In this world, many people, they try to claim that they got this type of highness with them. But what happened to them? Qarun was one of them, who said that because of the wealth he got, أَنَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي All that knowledge, all that money which I was given, that is because of me, my knowledge. What about Pharaoh, who said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَىٰ I am your supreme Lord. Where are they? Nobody knows about them. After their deaths, they are gone, completely gone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muta'ali. Now, this is our belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who mentioned about Himself, that He is high above His arsh, His throne. What He said about Himself, we believe in that. And this is why we read in our Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word like tanzeel for al-Qur'an, tanzeel, bringing it down. And in the very same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word rafa'a for elevating the actions of the people, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us take a few of these ayat, and we have taken some when we were speaking about al-Ali. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَإِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَأُهُ To Him, all the good words ascend, and the good actions are going to help them ascend. They are going to lift them up. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Isa alayhi salam, when he was surrounded by the people who rejected him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that promise, is قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُتَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ O Isa, I am going to take you, because the word التوفي, here it means taking him completely as a whole, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ and I am going to lift you towards me, وَمُتَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ And I am going to purify you from those people who rejected you. The word rafa'a, sometime it means just to have higher ranks for someone. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا And we have elevated him to a high place. But here, the word is rafa'a ilayya. He said, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي. I'm going to lift you towards me. Here there is no other meaning except that Isa alayhi salam was taken up towards the heaven. And it has been used in another ayah of the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. They did not kill him, and that is something certain. They did not kill him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him towards himself. And then, what about the word mi'raj, al-uruj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ascension to the heaven? Why it is said ascension? Because he is going towards the direction which is above us. So this is why we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said it, that he is above us, that is the true. And that should be our belief. Now, in contrast to ascending, the other word is tanzeel, as I said in the beginning. Now let us take these verses, some of these verses as well. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. Now here the word, see, the word نزل, أنزل, all is used for the holy scriptures, for Taurat and Injil, Taurat and Gospels, and then for Al-Furqan, which is Al-Quran. The word anzala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed him. We have revealed this Quran in the night of power, in the night of dignity. Again the word anzala. Qul nazzalahu ruhul qudusi min rabbika bilhaq. Say that ruhul qudus, which is Jibra'il, he brought it down with truth from your Lord. And even in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has been made clear. For example, the hadith reported by a person called Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami. That person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I used to have this female shepherd, a girl shepherding his goats. And then she did not care much about them. A wolf came and the wolf has taken one of my sheep. So I became angry. I slapped her very hard. Very hard. But now I regret. So I came to you, O Prophet of Allah, to ask you what to do. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned towards that shepherd, that girl, and asked her this question. What was the question? Where is Allah? And she said, "Fis sama, in the heaven." He said, "Who am I?" She said, "Rasulullah, you are the messenger of Allah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Muawiyah, "Itqha fa innaha mu'mina." Liberate her, set her free, because she is a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this way, asking him to set her free as an expiation, as a kafara for his action, for which he was regretful. Here we also come that the two things which are mentioned here in this hadith, they are the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her about Allah, and when she said, "Fis sama," in the heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her the second question, "Who am I?" Showing that her belief in Allah and her belief in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was correct and sound. She is believing in La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is why she deserves to be set free. But her saying "Fis sama," in the heaven, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approving it, shows that what she said was truth, and it was nothing but truth. That is again another evidence to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ali. He is high. He is Muta'ali. He is above. Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la. Celebrate the praises of your Lord, who is al-a'la, who is the most high. All these verses just tell the same thing. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And there is no one عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. He got a blessing with him, which is going to, and he has thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wants a reward from Allah, and that is only because this person is doing that, is committing that good act just to seek the pleasure of Allah. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْعَالَى. The pleasure of his Lord, who is al-A'la, who is high. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. So this verse as well, one of those verses which show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above us. And in the end we take another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, يَتَعَاقَبُونَ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي فَيَقُولُونَ تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that angels come in turn, by turn among you, in the night and in the day. And they get together in Fajr prayer and Asr prayer. So those people who were with you at night time, they ascend to the heaven. The word يَعْرُجُ is used. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ. Those angels who were with you at night time, they ascend to the heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, how did you find, how did you leave my people, my servants? And they say, we left them while they were praying. We came to them while they were praying. That is because of Asr prayer and Fajr prayer. So these are the few meanings which could be attached with Al-Muta'ali. And with this we come to the end of this session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahur Rahmanur Rahim, Al Malik Al Quddus Al Salam, Al Mu'min Al Muhaymin Al Aziz Al Jabbar. Allahur Rahmanur الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.